Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to welcome you to our 2016 results conference call. As usual, there will be a short presentation conducted by Tomasz Kurtmann and Erez Boniel, and then we will be very happy to take any questions you may have. Let me move to Tomasz Kurtmann part of the presentation.
Thank you, Małgorzata. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are proud today to present the 2016 result. It was a very busy year for us. Lots of transactions, acquisitions, a lot of new projects were started, and of course, also a lot of financial restructuring and coordination work. All this, we ended up in having a very robust gross asset value growth in the portfolio of 23% up. This with a very high occupancy, average occupancy of 94% all over the portfolio. Acquisitions of about 140 million euros in five office buildings with a gross leasable area of 59,000 sq m. One acquisition of a minority stake of a property in Bucharest City Gate, which turned out to be very successful, and completion of two office buildings, University Business Park Łódź and 41 Office Center in Belgrade. We have 139,000 sq m gross leasable area under construction, with over 83,000 sq m to be completed in this year, in 2017. The two projects to be completed in 2017 are 41 Office Project 3 in Belgrade, will be very soon. In April, first tenants will move in, and we will have a grand opening of the big shopping mall in Warsaw, Galeria Północna, end of August this year, which will be, according to our knowledge at the moment, a very big success. Most of the tenants could be already secured, and the budget is in the time schedule online. Construction of Artico is also ongoing. This is a small office building in Warsaw. Completion will be in Q3 2017 too. This project is fully pre-leased and also according to the time schedule and cost estimate. We could launch White House office project in Budapest already last year, and in about a year from now, it will be completed. Pre-leasing is a very satisfactory stage, and we have a long queue of tenants who are interested into moving to White House in Budapest. We also could start the construction at Ada Mall in Belgrade. We were able to do a cornerstone ceremony about 2 weeks ago in Belgrade together with the mayor of the city. We have very positive feedback from all parties involved in the project, from the city to neighborhood, from tenants to banks. We are very proud to be able to start this development. In, let's say, end of 2018, we will hopefully have a successful opening of the mall. Another 181,000 sq m of gross leasable area are under planning and pre-planning stage. Altogether, six projects, which will guarantee for the next years to come that GTC has a sufficient pipeline of development and, of course, also the right means to create a lot of net asset value growth by completing this development. Asset management was very active. As you know, we bought a lot of income-producing assets, but with a lot of vacancy, basically, to buy below market. We were able to fill up most of the space already by now, a little bit ahead of schedule. The leasing activity was at 144,000 sq m of office and retail space. Very impressive. Out of this, the biggest transactions were done in Romania and also in Poland. Occupancy in average 94%, up from 92% in 2015. And we are still improving the situation, hopefully getting to 95 to 96% in the next 6 months. The financial highlights are revaluation gains of 85 million euro. This was driven by a project under construction and development. Only about 3% of the income generating standing assets were also revalued up. And these were just because of having a better leasing result, not so much focusing on yield compression. EPRA NAV increased to 897 million, so close to 900 million EPRA NAV. It's a big improvement since last year. And EPRA NAV per share increased by 20% up to 8.62 zloty. Gross margin from rental activity also up by 10%. 13% FFO 1 improvement, and profit after tax 160 million compared to 44 million in 2015. This makes an increase of earning per share of 183%. The realization of our strategy, buying income producing assets with upside potential, and at the same time launching project developments, proved to be very successful. We invested totally gross asset value of 427 million. This is a combination of acquisition of completed assets, land plots, and project developments. Equity invested about 160 million. We have to do another 13 million in project developments to be able to complete those, and current loans are at 165 million. Altogether, on the acquisition on completed assets, we could achieve a FFO 1 yield of 16.8%, but not only a FFO 1 yield on income, but also a value appreciation of 16.9 million, which is also part of the profit we made in 2016. The property overview is not changed a lot. We still have a majority of our standing assets in offices. It's 74% share of 1.26 billion. We have 26% retail. And by looking down to the development section, we see that out of our development cake of 241 million, 86% is retail. And once this retail development, which is mostly Adler Mall and the shopping center in Warsaw, will be completed, the functional split of the portfolio of GTC will be more 50-50 office and retail. The regional split, not much has changed. We're still with 44% biggest allocation to Poland. Second biggest is in Budapest, 17%, in Bucharest, 15%. Belgrade is 11%, followed by Zagreb with 8%, and 5% in Bulgaria. The property overview on the biggest assets of GTC, still leaded by Galeria Jurajska, with a book value of 165 million. We have here on the right side occupancy levels of all these properties, and Galeria Jurajska is only showing 90%, and this is just caused by an insolvency procedure by the food retailer we had in our mall. But we can report that we have already a new retailer coming in doing the food retail section in the mall. So that means in the next quarter we will have already a much higher occupancy in Jurajska. The rest of the big properties are having all a very high occupancy rate, which is also showing that all our portfolio is under control and deliver very sustainable recurring cash flow. The property overview in terms of building age and locations show Again, we have a majority of our assets are young properties, less than 10 years, and the locations usually in capital cities or in major cities in Poland. Occupancy rate, again, compared to the last quarters and years, on a very high level. Office has 93%, still room to improve for us, and retail is at 95%, and also here we will see more improvement in the next quarters to come. On the property overview, in terms of WALT, we see stable leasing activity, and the WALT are increasing steadily because we are working on early renewals of lease agreements to secure long-term cash flows. The yields on valuations on the right side are still on a conservative side, so there's room to more value appreciations in the next years to come, when cap rate compressions are more sustainable. And in GLA terms, Poland, of course, is the biggest exposure, followed by Hungary, Serbia, and Romania. Occupancy, again, very high, but still improving. The projects under construction, biggest one, Galeria Północna in Warsaw. We can say that property in the project is in the time schedule, in the budget. Opening is expected to be in the end of August this year. No further problems to be reported on that one, and will be for sure a big success. 41-3 office building in Belgrade will be occupied by the first tenants in 1 month from now. So in April, they will start to move in. Everything is at schedule, in the budget, and therefore, we can just look forward to have the opening ceremony. The Artico office building in Warsaw is also on schedule, fully pre-leased, and the tenants will move in September, October this year. The White House in Budapest has a very sustainable pre-leasing situation, and a lot of interest for the rest of the space to be leased. The construction is ready at the ground level, and we are starting to move up now during these days. So basically, the most complicated construction below zero was already done, which giving us also a good indication that we will be in time, and opening is scheduled for April 2018. So basically, a little bit more than 1 year from now. Other mall in Belgrade, also full under construction. We started excavation and piling works 2 weeks ago. Pre-leasing is promised to be very successful because we have an unbelievable high demand from any tenant you can imagine being active in Belgrade, and also newcomers to Serbia. So in the next 2 quarters, we will for sure be able to report first lease agreements to be signed. We're working at the moment on LOIs, but soon working on real lease agreements. In planning stage, we have Greenheart in Belgrade. This is a further extension of the existing GTC square. We managed to get more building rights on the same land plot, giving a better shape, creating a kind of campus-style office arrangement with underground parking, and we see already strong initial demand from tenants to being interested to move into this new buildings. There will be 3 new buildings and the full underground parking on the existing GTC square. The planning stage of Budapest City Tower is also advanced. The master plan of the district, 13th district of Budapest, and the city of Budapest are in accordance, or we are in accordance with the master plan. There's a couple of more stages to go to change the construction law in Budapest to allow our floor plate to be 1,300 square meters per level on the high-rise section to make it efficient. We hope to get this done during this year. The permit, basically, for the construction. Galeria Wilanów, still unchanged. We are working further to put together even more legal arguments why the Voivodeship of Warsaw should give us this building permit. We hope that we will be able to report more results in the first half of this year, and we still believe that we are on a good way to be able to get this permit done. On pre-planning stage is GTCX Belgrad on the land we just acquired last year. It's very close to the GTC Block 41, so it's a proven office location. A lot of tenants we have in the Block 41 are looking into expansion and wanted more space, which is not available in the Block 41, so we will probably move some of the tenants in this new property. We're working at the moment on design, concept design drawings, and hopefully by second half of 2017, working on getting a building permit for it. Two more office buildings of our existing land bank could be further developed in Zagreb. The total project has 21,000 square meter cross leasable area. It can be done in two stages and followed by a 99% occupancy of our office tower, which is connected to Avenue Mall. We see so much demand that we are looking forward to have some of the tenants expanding into the new buildings, which will allow us to have a sufficient pre-leasing to start at least first stage of this project during this year in Zagreb. A new project in Sofia, due to the high demand of office space in Sofia, close to one of the most important office parks in Sofia, close to the subway station, was acquired the end of last year. We are now working on concept design and building permit design. Hope to get a permit during summer this year. And according to pre-leasing, we will hopefully also be able to start construction soon. For the financial highlights and numbers, I will hand over to Erez Bonel.
Good afternoon. The financial highlights that are presented on the page 21 of the presentation, in fact, summarizes the implementation of the strategy that we announced at the beginning of 2016. Just to remind, our strategy was after restructuring and selling the inefficient assets, to start acquiring assets that are much more efficient with value-added potential. And in fact, what happened in 2016 is exactly such acquisitions whereby we acquired assets with certain vacancy. We improved the assets, we improved the leasing, we improved the FFO, which is our prime target. And at the same time, we achieved or we raised loans that are much more efficient than the loans that the asset used to have. And in such a way, we increased the FFO yield. In parallel to that, we raised the finance, external finance in the form of bonds. We repaid the more expensive loans, and we managed to restructure the portfolio so that the FFO and FFO yield are better than in the last 12 months, and at the same time give us enough room for growth. If we look at the parameters, for example, the gross margin from rental activity, there was an increase from 79 to 86 million. The rental margin also increased following the sale of inefficient assets and adding much better cash generating assets. EBITDA has increased, FFO1 moved from 38 million to 43 million, as well as FFO1 per share that moved from 0.38 to 0.39 zloty per share. However, we should remember that during the year we also issued a quite big amount of shares, and therefore not only the FFO per share increased, but basically the total FFO has improved in line with the increased amount of shares. The total property also increased by 23%. This is as a result of acquisitions, but also investment as well as revaluation. As mentioned, the revaluation gain amounted to 84 million and is attributed mostly to Galeria Północna, UBP, and a little bit from the offices in Belgrade. However, the factor that is new this time in 2016 is the added value attributed to the assets that were acquired during 2016, and the situation has improved. The repositioning was proved successful. In terms of the balance sheet on the next page, on page 22, we can see that the cash and cash equivalent amount is 150 million at the end of the year. That's quite a considerable amount of cash. And following our plans and the strategy, we plan to use a big part of this cash for investment and accelerating the growth. In terms of minority, we can see here, in fact, a decrease in the minority, or if you wish, increase in the liability. In other words, the minorities that were at loss, we bought them out. Namely, we refer to Star Zagora. We also bought the minorities related to Citygate, and this contributed, I would say, also to improve FFO and FFO per share in 2016. In terms of long-term, short and long-term debt, there is an increase, which the significance of it is the increase and expansion of the platform in line with the acquisitions. In terms of deferred tax liabilities, the driver for the decrease is stemming from the fact that we restructure, we merge GTCSR with its Dutch subsidiaries, and therefore, we could eliminate a significant tax liability in the amount of approximately 50 million euro. And by elimination of this provision, we could basically reduce the liability as well as increase the profit by canceling the provision. On page 23, we present the financing structure of the group. The split of secured and unsecured debt remain, give or take, unchanged. 82% of the debt is secured, while 18% is unsecured, namely corporate bonds. In terms of interest rate, about 70% is hedged or fixed, and 27% is floating. Vast majority of our debt is in euro, and generally, we are hedging the currency to euro, or our income and liabilities are in euro. Going further to the debt maturity structure, we can see that apart from the bonds that will have to be paid in the coming year, 46 million, we have another amount of 66 million that is classified as short-term debt. However, it refers to loans that will be recycled or refinanced, and therefore will not have to be paid. There is also an amount of approximately 13 million euro related to VAT receivable, and this VAT receivable is financed by loan on one hand, and receivables from the VAT office on the other hand, and we expect to receive it in Q2. There is no risk that we will not receive it. Other loans further down the road, we can see 23 million related to Globis Wrocław and some other buildings about 3 to 4 years. It is important to mention that following the acquisition of the minority stake in Citygate, the loan was prolonged by another 2 years, and the margin was restructured. It was reduced to 3.5% from 4.3%, therefore providing cost saving as well as more convenient debt maturity. All in all, the net LTV in the company is 43%, while interest cover is comfortably at 3.5 fold. Average interest rate, 3.2%. On page 24, we present the cost of financing. We can see that on the top part of the page, that whilst the cost of financing was reduced from 40 million to 27 million in 2016, at the same time, the debt either remained more or less the same, or if we compare it to 2015, there was an increase. It means that the cost of debt has been significantly decreased, while we still raise debt to allow the company to expand and generate better FFO yield returns. Regarding the EPRA NAV growth, if we start from 31st December 2014, we were at 614, and we are now at 900, approximately 50% increase. Of course, we have to remember that on the way, we raised capital of around 140 million. So year-on-year, the EPRA NAV has increased by 20%, and this is again as a result of the successful investments that we've done during 2016. Sorry. When looking at the income statement, we can see that the rental and service revenue has increased by 9 million. The cost of rental operation has increased by 2 million. So altogether, there was an increase of 7 million. But we should remember that this increase stemming from the fact that some of the assets that we acquired and added to the rental revenue were acquired during the year. So we could expect in 2017 effect of 12 months, whereas here it's approximately 6 months. Another fact on the rental revenue is the fact that we sold several assets during the year, and therefore the rental revenue decreased. However, the gross margin has increased, and the assets that we are adding will further increase the rental revenue at a better margin. So altogether, the efficiency and the cash production capacity is increasing. Regarding the expenses, they remain intact, under control, without major change. Financial expenses, we discussed, showed a slight decline despite the fact that the total debt has increased. And the effect of taxation, as I explained, the provision for tax was canceled and contributed positively to the tax line on the P&L. Altogether, 160 million profit. And even if we neutralize the tax effect, it means 110 million euro profit, 85 million of which related to revaluation, or if you wish, developer's profit, because this revaluation relate mostly to the development activity. In terms of cash flow, the cash from operating activities amounted to 45 million. There was a slight decrease in the cash from residential activity. So if we look just at the activities excluding residentials, we talk about increase from 38 million to 41 million. Regarding the investment activity, that's actually the most significant number in the cash flow. Here we can see that in total, the activity has increased from $37 million net effect to $230 million. If we look just at the investment, we talk about increase from $87 million to approximately $260 million. So that's more or less threefold, I would say. And concurrently, we are planning, as Thomas earlier described, we're planning further expansion, further investments, hopefully successful acquisitions also in 2017. So we'll see very intensive investment activity in the year to come. In terms of cash, as mentioned, $150 million at the end of the year. Funds from operations are presented on the next page. Here also we can see the increase and what made the FFO to increase to $43 million. And basically, when we look at the amount of cash and when we look at the robust acquisitions and FFO cash generating capacity, it brought us to think about and to recommend actually dividend distribution. The accretive FFO and NAV growth gave us the confidence that the dividend not only could be proposed this year, but be proposed on a sustainable basis. We believe that if our plans will be fully implemented, we can demonstrate double-digit FFO growth in the coming years. Right now, we talk about dividend of 0.27 zloty per share. That's our recommendation. At the same time, we are aware that some of the shareholders would prefer to see their cash invested in GTC and continue to benefit from the growth. And therefore, we decided to recommend to the shareholders that as part of the resolution for dividend distribution, they will also allow to issue new shares at market price for those shareholders that would prefer to get dividend in shares instead of in cash. This will be addressed mostly to qualified investors, and it will be subject to the shareholder approval. This concludes the presentation, and we can now open the line for questions.
Thank you very much indeed. So if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. So that's star and one if you wish to ask a question. You have a question. It comes from the line of Anton de Gerd, and your line is now open.
Good day, gents. I've got a question regarding the leasing activity in the portfolio, the 144,000 that you did during the year. My question is, on those leases that were renewed, how much did the passing rent and the new rent differ from each other, either positive or negative?
Yeah. We cannot generally answer this question because all the markets we are in are different. We can, in general, say that whenever we do lease extensions or renewals in Budapest, usually the leasing rates are going up. We have been stable in Bucharest. And on some of the properties in Poland, we had to give some more concessions to keep the tenants in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, your next question, and I do hope I pronounce the name properly, comes from the line of Jakub Caithaml, and your line is open.
Hi, this is Jakub Salmo from Wood. Many thanks for the presentation. I think these were already mentioned, just my line wasn't very good throughout the call, so I would just to like to confirm. First, on the capital increase, which I believe is now essentially off the table, could you elaborate a bit on what has changed in your considerations? Is it that you raised more capital via that, or do you see perhaps less opportunities for acquisitions? Because I had the impression that on the press conference you mentioned that the CapEx which you plan to invest in 2017 is likely to be higher than in 2016, and I had the impression that this includes acquisitions, or doesn't it?
No, look, we do say that we have sufficient funds for all the developments we have in the pipeline, and on top of that, we will do at least two or three new acquisitions of standing assets. What has changed in our cash position is that we have been more successful than expected on refinancing assets last year. This is project developments and also new acquisitions at a higher leverage than expected, and on, of course, lower costs. And the third point is that we were able to raise for very reasonable cost euro bonds, some of them still in 2016, but two tranches in this year, actually. Last tranche was last week on Thursday. And since bonds are more cheap than equity, we take it from there. So it's a combination of three factors where we don't need to raise equity at the moment. And we still be able to execute the promised growth of GTC.
That's perfectly clear. Thank you very much. I think you also mentioned this one. Just would you be so kind to reiterate on the Budapest City Tower? And where do you stand with the building permit progress? Because I think you mentioned something about the height regulations.
The Budapest City Tower height regulations are resolved. We perfectly match with our existing design into the district master plan, but also into the city master plan. The only thing which is still is to be resolved, and it is basically already drafted in the new law of Budapest planning code, that on high-rise building, the old regulation was that they, due to firefighting regulation from the old times, a maximum floor plate of 1,000 square meter was only allowed, which is very insufficient and is not optimal for a high-rise building, because you lose, due to the big core, a lot of space for lifts and so on. And the new code will allow us to do 1,300 square meter, which is 30% more efficient. And for this, we just need to wait. And we expect this to be approved by the government and the respective authorities during summer. And then we are ready to go forward with the building permit application.
Right, understood. Thank you very much. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And at this point, there are no further questions, so I shall pass the floor back to you.
I wanted to thank you, everybody, for the attendance, and I will talk to you, or we all will talk to you in the middle of March during our Q1 results. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With many thanks to our speakers today, that does conclude the conference. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.